there's clearly an emphasis right now with the drills. They have to catch the ball.
Mm-hmm.
Last year, 17 individual running backs caught more balls than your unit. How big is it when those guys can make those plays for you?
Wow, we didn't know that. I didn't know that stat, but that's what you're here for, Chick. So we know we didn't have enough. We didn't have enough.
Sorry. I'm going to beat your ass later.
We did not have an effective out-of-the-backfield passing attack last year. I think it's safe to say that. And everybody from Alfred on down has done a great job catching the ball in the OTAs and out here at training camp. And that'll be an emphasis for us. It just makes you more versatile as an offense. Defenses have to account for different things, like you guys saw today with the zone read. We put a little bit more of that in. Getting the backs out of the backfield, running them on routes, running them on screens, getting them involved in other phases as opposed to just, hey, here, Alfred, 25 pops a game, go get us 120, 130. I think he enjoys it. I know he said in the offseason that he wants to catch the ball more, and I think the rest of the backs enjoy it too. And it allows them to show what they have and show coach their talent.
And as the quarterback, does that build more confidence for you? Because if they're dropping balls, you less have to go to them. That now it's a little bit different.
Yeah, it definitely is. And, you always have the play action and the check downs and the all verticals and the check downs and that kind of stuff. I think all those backs can do that. But it opens it up for us as a quarterback as well. Just if you can have those guys out in the passing routes and say they might be the primary option, and now you have four other eligibles that are true receivers, it only makes us better.
Can you run the screen game against maybe a less up the field defense, maybe more of a one gap front, because Jay was kind of talking about, hey, it works better against a one gap team as opposed to maybe a two gap more patient team.
Yeah, it does. But every defense, no matter which way you slice it, is trying to penetrate. They're trying to create havoc in the backfield. So you just have to plug it in here and there. And then, with a defense like ours, there's times where they're a penetrating defense. There's times where they're kind of wait and see what happens kind of defense, and we've had those screens and had them work effectively against that as well, so it's great to have that versatile front. Our guys play a little bit 4-3 and 3-4, even though most of the time it is 3-4, but you got to be able to work those in all situations.
You've got the Patriots coming to town next week. What can you guys gain from that? What are you looking forward to?
I personally believe it's going to be I don't know if it's two or three practices, but whatever it is, it's going to be a game-like atmosphere out here. Nobody wants to be embarrassed. Everybody has a sense of pride. They're not our friends. We're not their friends. But at the end of the day, we're going to protect each other because we are in the NFL. We understand that practice, it's not a game, so there'll be no hitting. But it's going to be physical out here, man. I know our guys are going to bring it. I know they're going to bring it. So I look forward to it. I've never had that opportunity in my short career to have that. I know Tom has a bunch, but it'll be interesting. I think it'll be fun, and everybody's looking forward to it.
Speaking of defensive pressure, how's the O-line look to you this year, and what are some of the differences that you've seen from last year to this year?
Well, obviously, we got a new guy up front, Sean LaValle, and Lichtensteiger moved over to center. But other than that, those guys look phenomenal. They're doing a good job picking up all the checks. We're going to the line. They're seeing what I'm seeing, and that's great. That's great to have in a unit, and I know those guys work well as a unit. I know Coach the other day said that LaValle has probably been the most improved player on the offensive line and just all overall, and that's big for us because we need a big guy up front who's going to be scrappy and stout at the point of attack, and he's done that. So those guys have done great. You saw me had a couple step-up lanes today to get through, and that's all I asked them to do. Just latch onto your guy and run him through. If you run him through and you hold on to him, I can make a guy miss.
Hey, Robert, you guys with Deshaun, Andre Roberts, healthy Chris Thompson, more speed out there. Can you already see the impact of that? Can you feel it when you're watching it? What's your assessment of that?
Yeah, we're definitely built for speed, especially receiver. I was looking at this in the offseason, and I think our top six receivers coming out ran 4.4 or better. So we have a track team outside. So it sounds real similar to something that I've had before. So I enjoy that. I know they enjoy it. The good thing about it is we have physical football players. We don't have 4.4 guys who aren't afraid to stick their nose in there. Even Deshaun's coming down and doing insert blocks. So that's great to have. And at running back, we do have a little bit more speed.
It seems like, too, it's not just the downfield stuff. But some of those blitzes are hitting guys short, letting them run off that, too, and using their speed that way.
Yeah, you want to get the ball in guys' hands with space. We have a bunch of space guys that are great. Dre's been great in space, as a you can attribute to his punt return skills back in college. Deshaun, obviously, is great in space. Pierre, believe it or not, is unbelievable in space. And everyone knows, you better watch out. He will run you over.
Robert,
yeah, that's been great.